Well, I mentioned John Court being aboard Discreetness, winning the Smarty Jones for his father-in-law, Jinx Fires, this past Monday. A very gutsy win. And John is with us now here on the Equine Forum. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking a few minutes. And when I describe it as a gutsy win, am I describing it correctly?
Yeah, I think that's a good description.
What impressed you most about that horse?
I'll tell you, he's just been training forward. He's had talent from the get-go. And we just love the fact that every time I get on him, he just seems to move a step forward, whether it be in the morning training or in the afternoon when he shows up to run.
Put me in the saddle with you, John. Take me through the Smarty Jones and this effort by Discreetness.
Sure. Well, you know, we're coming out of we had the six posts, but that's not exactly I broke out of the five gate. So anyways, I just was looking for him to lay somewhere mid-pack, and I knew there would be some speed that would set up in front of us. However, when the Smarty Jones, just the initial plans didn't unfold like we expected, they actually unfolded better. He broke sharp. He laid up to the front end, lay in third, just leisurely. So I just abided my time. I surely wasn't going to give away what came easy. And then when he straightened for home, I guess what you would call the gutsy, I had to get into him pretty good because he was pretty content running where he was. He was enjoying himself, and when I called on him, the race was very competitive to the wire, so we had a valiant finish.
You said you didn't want to give up what came easily, and it's funny, we were talking to some riders over the weekend at Gulfstream, and we were discussing the fact that horse racing is a game of real estate. Talk about that and how sometimes if a horse breaks sharply or doesn't break well, how many adjustments you have to make during a race.
Well, exactly. That's the old term. You got to ride it how it comes up. Sometimes when you expect the horse to break sharp, we had an experience like that not too long ago. The horse just broke flat-footed, and he's usually always in front. And I just had to improvise. And unfortunately, the horse never did rally up. But sometimes that's the way it is. And when a horse doesn't break as sharp as you'd like it to, you just have to improvise. And sometimes you try to save ground. Sometimes the horses don't like to be in the inside, and you just got to find a spot where they're going to give you their best effort. So you just have to change strategies just within a matter of fractions of seconds, time to time, going around there.
John, what's it like for a jockey to be in a battle like that down the stretch? You know it's going to be close, and you're asking your horse for everything he has. What's that like for a rider to be in that position?
Well, it's pretty exhilarating, and it's when you win, it's super exciting. Of course, when you lose, you know you gave it your all. You wonder what you could have done to make things different. But when you're battling down the lane there, you're just thinking of how to be a part of that horse and get the best out of him and give your best performance so you guys work together as a team. And that's about it, but it's pretty exhilarating.
Is there a little extra pressure riding for your father-in-law? Does that put a little damper on the dinner table conversation if you don't have a good trip?
Oh, it kind of goes both ways. Actually, the only pressure is when I put pressure on myself. But no, he's probably the greatest to ride for and to work with. And he's very inspiring and educational. So the only time I have a lot of pressure is just the fact that I want to do as good as possibly because he's been really good to me. So I want to just give him the best performance and get the best results that we can possibly get every time we go out there.
Talking with jockey John Court on the Equine Forum on HRRN. John, a lot of people will have this horse now on the Derby trail, and we know there's a long way between now and the first Saturday in May, but the Smarty Jones was 1 mile on the main track. What's he showing you, or what are you feeling underneath you that gives you the sense that this horse will stretch out and handle longer distances successfully?
Well, just a combination of things. He's just got a style about him. It's impressive, and his intelligence level, but he's also got the skills and the talent that shows he can run. From the time he started breezing, he just really snapped up to it and just showed that he had the capability of being a good horse. It's just a matter if he can pass the test, and he's done just that. So when you're on horses, you try to get a basically line on them and judge where you think they'll fit and how far they can go as far as distance. And and just what spot they fit in. So he was one of them that when you were up in the morning and at the barn ready to get on him, you kind of light on your feet. He's kind of make it easy to get up and head to the barn in the morning just because he brings a lot of pleasure to the game in general.
Is Jinx going to keep him on the Arkansas trail as far as heading towards the Derby?
I would think so. That's the game plan from what I understand. But he calls the shots, so I would think the answer to your question would be yes.
John, you've been to the Derby on a few different occasions. When you do make it to that pinnacle, and let's call it the pinnacle of the sport of thoroughbred racing to be able to compete in the Kentucky Derby, does it make you want to get back there even more now that you've gotten a taste of it?
Yeah, it certainly does. You want to get back there. And I hear from even riders who have won it back-to-back. You know, they just want to continue to build on their career when that opportunity in the iron is hot, you want to strike. But, yeah, that is the top of the pinnacle, like you say. And it's absolutely extraordinary, exciting when you're winning at that caliber and that level of the racing. That's what lures a lot of us in. From when I was a child, I was lured in by the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown Series, over a period of time, the Breeders' Cup, and then you've got the World Cup. These things are just exciting, and you love to be able to not only make the dance, but to imagine just making the dance is tough enough. So if you can win it, it's awesome. Incredible.
Yeah, come on. Let's be honest now, John. Aren't riders that have won it back to back in consecutive years being a little bit greedy looking for a third one?
I guess you can call it greed, or it can be just a competitive competitive side of them. Sometimes it's the greed, I would think, is definitely there. There's greed that you have to deal with. But then again, we also love the equine sporting industry that it keeps the passion alive within a lot of us, the most of us, I would think, and believe.
You know, you and I were talking yesterday when I called you and asked you to join us on the program about the quality of racing at Oaklawn this year and how tough that racing is going to be over the next couple of months. Tell me about the meet and tell me about the quality that we're going to see there.
Oh, I tell you, it just gets better every year. You're going to see, as far as quality, you're talking about A-plus racing here. And the talent just continues to grow and gets deeper. It's the competition stiffer, and the fans love it. We got an incredible fan base here. We're one of the few in the country that have an attendance turnout. They do a great job here at Oaklawn. And the racing just stays exciting throughout the meet. So from opening weekend to closing weekend, we have a good attendance and good quality top shelf racing all the way through.
Excellent purses too. The purses are really astronomical this year.
Yeah, that definitely has a strong sense of magnetism.
Now you've gotten off to a great start, John. What's the key to growing your business down there and maintaining that top stature that you've achieved over the years?
Well, I've been here since I had the bug, and I've been around for 35 years, and I just believe in keeping the rapport built strong with my clientele and the horsemen I'm very blessed to ride with, and the open communication. We have an understanding. They know what I want to do, and what I know what they want to do, and I try to deliver and execute the product they're looking for. So we're having some exciting results and pleasant results when the day is done, and that's our initial goal, and to keep showing up and being available, being consistent.
Well, and John, you've done that for a very long time, and want to wish you all the best at Oaklawn this winter and look forward to catching up with you down the road as well. Safe trip every time you're aboard, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. You guys have a great day. We'll try to stay warm here.